This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. LVMH, that's Louis Vuitton, Moët Hennessy, the world's biggest luxury brand, said today it is going to launch a new fashion house with Rihanna. That's pop superstar Rihanna. Clothes, shoes, accessories, the whole smash. In addition to Louis Vuitton, LVMH holds Christian Dior and Givenchy, among others. But Rihanna's Fenty Maison, as it's going to be called, will be the group's first new fashion house since 1987. Marketplace's Erica Barris has that one.
Legacy firm LVMH is already home to Rihanna's makeup line Fenty Beauty. That brought in more than $500 million in sales last year. So, collaborating again with a young pop superstar whose fans follow her every fashion move? Smart play, says Kit Yarrow, a consumer psychologist.
Oh, they so desperately needed to do this because luxury needed a shakeup. It's really been dominated by men. It's been dominated by tradition. It's been dominated by hyper skinny models, a lack of diversity.
And Rihanna is a black woman who's established herself in an emerging market. Her cosmetics come in dozens of brown shades. Her lingerie brand, Savage X Fenty, uses plus-size models. Miles Socha, editor-in-chief at Women's Wear Daily, says the partnership is a good match because LVMH
has an international reach, you know, manufacturing expertise in leather goods, fashions, you name it, prime real estate at their disposal.
And says Socha, this is emblematic of how superstars are changing the game. Stars like Rihanna don't just license out their names, they own and design their own lines, says Tomai Sudari, marketing professor at NYU. And she notes the fashion industry has had bad PR with racially insensitive designs.
So I think it's really interesting to see how proactive LVMH has been in taking a stand and addressing the issue from the inside out with the acquisition.
It isn't clear what the price point for Fenty Maison is going to be yet, but as a luxury brand, it'll probably be a stretch for most of us. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.